From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jack Sondericker, reading a story by H.G. Wells, The Island of Dr. Moreau. Chapter 1. I do not propose to add anything to what has already been written concerning the loss of the Lady Vane. As everyone knows, she collided with a derelict when 10 days out from Callao. The longboat with 7 of the crew was picked up 18 days after by His Majesty's gunboat Myrtle, and the story of their privations has become almost as well known as the far more terrible Medusa case. I have now, however, to add to the published story of the Lady Vane another, as horrible and certainly far stranger. It has hitherto been supposed that the 4 men who were in the dinghy perished, but this is incorrect. I have the best evidence for this assertion. I am one of the 4 men. But in the first place, I must state that there never were 4 men in the dinghy. The number was 3. Constance, who was seen by the captain to jump into the gig, Daily News, March 17, 1887, luckily for us and unluckily for himself, did not reach us. He came down out of the tangle of ropes under the stays of the smashed bowsprit. Some small rope caught his heel as he let go, and he hung for a moment, head downward, and then fell and struck a block or spar floating in the water. We pulled towards him, but he never came up. I say, luckily for us, he did not reach us. And I might also add, luckily for himself, for there were only a small beaker of water and some sodden ship's biscuits with us. So sudden had been the alarm, so unprepared the ship for any disaster. We thought the people on the launch would be better.